How Many Damn Solutions Should My Organization Have? Posted by Henrik de Geer on May 2, 2011. Are you collecting digital asset management or DAM solutions? Every DAM solution available has its strengths and weaknesses, but the best DAM solutions are fully scalable and flexible in order to meet business needs. If you cannot find a DAM solution that does what you need it to, customize the best DAM solution you can find to meet those business needs. In speaking with DAM professionals at the past few venues, I've encountered organizations that literally accumulate DAM systems. Some have 3 DAM solutions, others have 5 DAM solutions. One even has over 50 separate DAM solutions. So I ask the obvious question, which no one seems to want to ask for some odd reason. Why do you have so many DAM solutions within the same organization? The replies I typically get include, our departments don't like to share. Should they have learned how to share in kindergarten? There's a book called All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. I would recommend that for them. Other typical excuses I hear are different budgets, different DAMs. Likely a weak and wasteful reason to inflate budgets across the organization. Another reason is, well, some are old DAM solutions and some are really old DAM solutions, but we've never really bothered to upgrade nor consolidate any of them. Another reason is, each solution serves a different group and different purpose. Maybe they should have learned how to use a DAM in the first place. So I ask again, why? You work for the same organization. Start acting like it. Share. Stop building silos. Stop hoarding piles of DAM solutions. Start consolidating that pile of DAM solutions. If you don't like working together, resolve that issue first. Work together and adapt. If you cannot, there is such a thing as a door, and retirement is also available if needed. If you're a stakeholder or a sponsor in any of these organizations, demand a full report on each and every DAM solution within the organization, including the audit of every DAM system in the organization. Accountability is not just for finance, but your digital assets and data as well. Have that report include an exact purpose of each DAM. No, they are not all supposed to have the exact same purpose. Otherwise, why do you have multiple DAM solutions? Have the report include the number of assets in each DAM. We do have some assets in there, right? Have the report include the types of assets in each DAM. How many still image collections do you have? What about video, audio, graphics, other media? Also, the number of users for each system. Better not have one login used by all users, said Mr. Security and Mrs. Compliance. Unique logins for every user, or you are just cheating yourselves out of valuable user data. This is how you measure if the system is actually being used. Have the report include the groups or departments which use each DAM. Why are the rest not shared in a DAM solution with proper permissions to what each role, group, and or department needs to see and do within the DAM? Next, activity logs. Uploads, downloads, etc. for the past year. Documentation. From the day someone signed off to acquire the DAM system to how much it costs to run today. Finances still matter, and so does the responsibility. Who is responsible for your organization's DAM system? If you have too many DAM solutions, assign a team to plan to consolidate the solutions to a minimum. Preferably around one DAM solution, but definitely no more than the fingers you have on one hand, if each have a real viable reason to exist. There will likely be some whining at first, but this is possible to do. The idea is not simply cost-cutting, but requiring groups to use digital asset management as intended. No additional dumping grounds, no additional silos. If the DAM can support collections, then role-based permissions can restrict who can see what collections or folders and what assets within those collections. Remapping the metadata will likely be needed between the DAM solutions, if metadata even exists for the assets within those systems. There is no logical reason why any organization, regardless of size nor scope, along with their assets, would need to use, maintain, nor pay for 50 DAM solutions. Well, aside from complacency. They must love silos, because they use a tool, a DAM, that is meant to break them down, and instead they created more silos by acquiring more DAM solutions. Fail. Start over. How many DAM solutions does your organization have? For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another DAM podcast is available in Audioboo, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. If you have any comments or questions, please email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.